food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the3w's.thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, Doctor,
Doctor,
Mr. MD,
Doctor,
now can you tell me?
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We have a great show here on Herb Talk. Magical engineer Frank and I are ready to go. Oh, yes. We are going to be talking about ginseng and why you might want to tap into that herb for sure. And also, we're going to be talking about getting some rest so we can heal better, especially, you know, we're coming up to hectic holidays. So if you want to empower your immune system, rest will be part of that factor. Also, we'll see how much time we have. We got a couple other things we can talk about, plus a quack report. But tomorrow is Veterans Day. So we want to honor our veterans and always lifting them up in prayer and praying. But also the folks at Apothecary Herbs are having a sale to reflect Veterans Day. So it started, I think, today, and it runs through Monday. So orders of $50 or more will receive 15% off. And you just put Vet Day 16 in the shopping cart to get the 15% off. So take advantage of that. If you're on the mailing list, you already got the promo code for that. But do take advantage, and let's honor our veterans. And you guys have a good weekend out there. All right, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform and our veterans. And I'm lifting all of America up in prayer, and I'm giving super-duper-duper thanks to the Lord for his hand of guidance through the election process and the outcome that we did have. So I, for one, am very happy with who will be in the Oval Office. Some people may disagree, but I did bring my devotional today. So I am going to read from there. And so today's devotional, this is Psalms 89, 1 John 3, Jude 24, and Psalms 41. It goes like this: focus your entire being on my living presence. I am most assuredly with you, enveloping you in my love and peace. And while you relax in my presence, I am molding your mind and cleansing your heart. I am recreating you into the one I designed you to be. As you move through stillness into all the activities of your day, do not relinquish your attentiveness to me. If something troubles you, talk it over with me. If you get bored with what you're doing, fill the time with prayers and praise. And if someone irritates you, don't let your thoughts linger on the person's faults. Gently nudge your mind back to me. Every moment is precious if you keep your focus on me. Any day can be a good day because my presence permeates all time. Amen to that. So seek the Lord's face and mind and time, find salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker, North American GM crops, they say, not showing higher yields compared to conventional crops over in Europe. So the promise that the GM crops would increase yields as well as protect the crops from pest and disease, well, it's kind of fallen short of the promises. GM crops have, you know, become widespread in modern agriculture in the U.S. and Canada. But Europe, you know, 20 years ago, they said no to GM. And so they do they don't do genetically modified. So after they did an extensive examination, and this was in the New York Times, they compared results on two continents, and they used independent data as well as scientific and industry research, and that's what it revealed. Compared to Europe's biggest countries and their production, the genetically modified in the U.S. is not really overwhelmingly any different. So they're just looking at, you know, why did we go GM then? Yeah. All right. Last but not least in the quack report, a decade long study is proving that you can delay aging by making some smart food choices. So a team of Korean scientists said that you can delay the aging process. And they said it's pretty easy if you select some smart foods. They said forget the lotions and the facial creams, the anti-wrinkle stuff, because they all have harmful ingredients in them anyway. But if you want to check out some organic, active life-free foods, he says, the Korean researchers say that's the option to go for because it contains micronutrients like folate, potassium, and it helps delay the biological aging process. So their study is published in the Journal of Human Nutrition and Dietetics, and so they say that the process, they followed 2,000 men and women ages 40 to 69 for 10 years, and they discovered that when you consume foods with micronutrients, it is somehow affecting and benefiting the telomeres, the length of the telomeres. So apparently science says that if your telomeres start to shorten, the aging process revs up. So while a lot of factors kind of do come into our aging, nutrient-rich foods can help delay it as much as possible and keep those telomeres longer. That's what they're saying. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, we're going to be talking about ginseng. Ginseng has a lot of benefits. We've talked about it before, but the media has promoted a lot of products with ginseng in it. You know, they say it has health benefits. It's an amazing herb. Ginseng is an herb. It has a long history. It has a lot of nutrition that's inside of it, and very popular around the world, ginseng is. You know, I was standing outside of Earth Fair today. It's a health food store. It's a chain in the southeast of the U.S., and I'm standing out there, and I'm looking, and, you know, leaves falling off the trees, right? But right there, closest to the store, right near the storefront, they have these trees that line the front, and they're ginkgo trees. I'm like, well, I even didn't notice it before. So ginkgo has that unique shape leaf. It almost looks like a fan, and very popular herb all over the world. It can be over-harvested, and if that happens, it increases its price. But ginseng is often referred to as the panax, which, you know, in Greek means all healing or panacea. So an added benefit usually to the ginseng is that if you use it with other herbs, it has a broader range of benefits. So it has a synergistic effect, and it helps magnify the health benefits of the other herbs. So let's check out some ginseng. And what research is suggesting is this is an herb that likes to adapt. So ginseng is a plant that has this ability to read what the body seems to need, and then it adapts to that function. So the Asian textbooks call ginseng an herb with adaptogen-like qualities to help strengthen the body and to resist stress and disease. Recent research has also identified ginseng as containing saponins and jejunicides, which are different compounds and they have different effects. Russian scientists identify ginseng as the plant to use if you want saponins to improve mental and physical performance. And Russian athletes also will use the herb during training and competition. Herbalists like to use ginseng to assist the immune system, to provide the body with more stamina, to fight off infection. And it's really an indispensable herb to use when you're coming off a long convalescence or for those constantly fighting or to diminish mental function or mental exhaustion, or people even that suffer with attention deficit disorders, dementia, and even autism. So ginseng is one of those herbs that is just amazing. Well, let's look at some of the benefits. Clinical studies have reported that American ginseng improves the body's ability to manage blood sugar levels. And scientific research has noted that these benefits can be achieved after using ginseng for about 3 months. So if you pair ginseng with white juniper berry or juniper monosperma, or even your fenugreek herb, you have even a greater ability to manage blood sugar. However, the body takes time to adjust and to utilize these natural sources to lower your blood sugar. So don't get all whacked out when you're taking it a month and nothing's happening. Also, a lot of people use ginseng for weight loss, and research is suggesting that, you know, obese individuals can tap into the ginseng plant to help with weight loss. So the herb does boost metabolism to help burn unwanted fats, while it helps to manage appetite. So herbalists will use ginseng with fennel seed to avoid overeating, or even gentian root as another one to avoid overeating and feeling hungry. So if you're wanting to eat lighter, you can tap into these herbs and be successful. Also, it has some benefits with regard to inflammation. American ginseng has anti-inflammatory saponins, supports your immune system function, while it reduces swelling and inflammation. So research has reflected this in some published journal articles like the Journal of Transitional Medicine. So for greater relief from pain and inflammation, herbalists will sometimes use ginseng with other anti-inflammatory herbs like willow bark or meadow sweet. So you can kind of get a synergistic balance there. And then, of course, it has long been used for female issues. A lot of women benefit from using ginseng to help with their reproductive cycle and to reduce the negative symptoms of cramps and pain during their cycle. And for severe cases, herbalists will also add ginseng to the female herbs like wild jam and chaste tree berries and demania leaf and so on if there is a severe imbalance in the reproductive system. So it's not recommended to mix your female herbs with some prescription medications, though, so be aware of that. So if you're taking some drugs for your menstrual period or for fertility or birth control even, you do not want to use the female herbs with those types of products. Now, men have also benefited from ginseng. It's not a respecter of persons, this herb. And so men have long used ginseng for their functional areas, like for erectile dysfunction especially. And herbalists will use the ginseng, again, with the male herbs like sarsaparilla, saw palmetto, cardamom. But again, don't mix these types of herbs with any prescription drugs you may be taking for that could affect your endocrine system, which deals with hormones. All right, and also researchers at Vanderbilt Ingraham Cancer Center, this is what they discovered. They said ginseng helps cancer patients survive the disease and offers a better chance at life from the allopathic cancer treatments. Well, just add the ginseng to your dandelion root. Dandelion root kills all known cancer cells, so you get the power of both of those going. And ginseng also helps the body get rid of debris, all the immune system debris after it fights infection or kills cells it shouldn't have in the body. So it helps get rid of the debris quickly. So it expedites that process. Now, ginseng has also been helpful to stimulate brain function as well as to offer more stamina. So it can help the body deliver more oxygen that's needed to reduce oxidative stress. So studies have supported this, and it was published in the Journal of Dairy Science and the Cochrane Library. So you can check that out there. A lot of people use the ginseng for things like emotional distress. Researchers from Russia and pharmacologists in Israel at the Beckham School reported that ginseng helps the body deal with emotional as well as physical stress. So the herb can help reduce the needs for antidepressants and anti-anxiety medicines. So according to Beckham's research, ginseng helps our adrenal glands, especially when we're under stress, reduces fatigue while it increases the body's stamina. So this is why you see a lot of Olympic athletes will use ginseng when they compete, and it's not going to mess up their drug test. And herbalists will use ginseng also with valerian root or even mullein herb to reduce a lot of glandular stress or nervous system stress. It'll be a soothing effect to the adrenal glands as well. Now, an Italian study confirmed that ginseng, if used with other immune system herbs, it helps with pulmonary diseases like pneumonia and bronchitis. The research on that, ginseng apparently shortens the duration of illness by assisting the body to isolate and eradicate pathogens quickly. So a lot of people want to know, well, how does that work? Well, the herb supports the liver function and other organs in the body that remove pathogens while it assists the immune system function to produce interferon, which is the disease-fighting compounds. And according to the Journal of Allergy and Asthma, research published stated that ginseng reduces the symptoms of asthma and COPD. So this herb has some really indispensable uses, when you use them in combinations for different things, and it's one of those herbs you probably want to have in your medicine cabinet. You definitely want to have it in one of those herb kits that you have. Absolutely great. Now, let's say you're looking for some really good ginseng. You know, because you want to make sure you get the good stuff and you don't get, you know, a knockoff or, you know, something that's supposed to be ginseng and isn't. The Asian population will use a lot of ginseng. They use it for a lot of ailments and stuff. But, you know, they prefer American ginseng. The Asians do. They love the American version of ginseng or the Siberian version. So the Asians love the anti-stress reduction of the antioxidants in there to destroy the oxidative stress, get rid of free radicals. Apparently, if you look at your ginsengs, the really good varieties have compounds called maltol, and that it helps destroy premature aging. So when you're looking at compounds that, you know, make you look older, you definitely want to check out the ginseng. Apparently, it helps defeat that aging issue. The Journal of Digestion also reported that ginseng helps get rid of halitosis, which is bad breath. The report stated that within just 10 weeks of using ginseng every day, reduces and even eliminates bad breath completely. And then in 2012, the Journal of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Research states that ginseng reduces allergy symptoms due to it reduces inflammation response. So herbalists will sometimes use your ginseng with, let's say, astragalus root and willow bark and marshmallow to power you up and get rid of those allergy, especially if you got a sensitive, hyperallergy type of system going there. So apparently, you know, the ancients were right. Ginseng is kind of a panax. It has many uses. There is a debate over if Siberian ginseng qualifies as a ginseng even, or if it's an imposter, or if one thinks that, you know, it's not an authentic ginseng. But chemical compounds in the Asian, Siberian, and American variety are pretty similar, okay? And you can tell if you have ginseng or not by the compounds that are in there. So true ginseng will have pretty much a signature taste to it. It has a bitter, woodsy, sweet taste with a little aftertaste, okay? So you want to make sure if you're getting ginseng out there that your product labels tell you which variety of ginseng and not just say ginseng on there. Also, real organic ginseng is expensive, okay? Real authentic ginseng is not cheap. So the cost should be, you know, reflective in the price of the product. Cheap ginseng products are most likely fake. Very little or low-quality ginseng will be in the product. In addition, you don't want to let scientific gibberish fool you. So a product that claims to have, quote, standardized potency and guarantees a minimum percentage of genocides in the plant chemicals in that ginseng, also called saponins, you can't guarantee that because there's going to be fluctuation in those compounds from harvest to harvest. So this kind of product will include stabilizing additives too. So you want to be careful if you're looking at products that claim that. They'll have fillers and inferior ginseng root proportions in there. Now the products that state standardized potency, I know it sounds good to the consumer, but the consumer misses out on, you know, purchasing that compared to a higher quality whole food product. So, for example, if whole food root is used, the body, the prongs, the fiber of the ginseng, nothing is stripped away, and that's real important. So this offers consumers that whole food supplement with the proper effect of the ginseng. Okay, so nothing is stripped out. That's why I like the liquids, you know, because once you age them in the catalyst that draws all those nutrients out, and then you cold press, you got all that potency right there in the liquid, and it's in a concentrated version of it. So you can just take drops of it, and you can control that dose. So you want to check out your labels real careful. The saponin difference in Asian and North American ginseng is kind of slight. There's really not much to it. They're almost identical. North American ginseng gives you 29 genocides, which are a little more potent than the 20 genocides you find in Asian ginseng. And according to some research in 1999, the British Columbia Ministry of Agriculture and Food says American ginseng assists the body core to cope with stress better. So this particular species, this particular root, if it's grown correctly, harvested correctly, it has a lot of medicinal benefits, they're saying. So you want to watch out for ginseng products claiming 6% genocides, and the label should really state instead artificially fortified. You know, a North American ginseng is really grown and harvested in places like Ontario and Quebec, Canada, and some areas of the U.S. East Coast, and even as far south as Georgia. So, but when it gets over harvested, that's when the price goes up. So right now, if you were to buy a pound of American ginseng, which is more expensive than Siberian, you're going to pay $1.80, maybe $200 a pound for it. I'm talking about authentic ginseng. Now, some people look and say, well, what about the Peruvian ginseng? Is that any good? Well, the new, quote, ginseng on the market that is called the Maca or Peruvian ginseng, is this a real ginseng or is it a fake? What is it? Well, there's a lot of mystery around this particular herb, a lot of marketing and hype. You'll read stuff about, you know, ancient Incas and that it's beneficial for lots of illnesses. But according to research by the British Columbia Ministry of Agriculture and Food, the Maca or Peruvian ginseng contains none of the same chemical markers as the Asian, Siberian, or American ginseng. So they don't have the real ginseng, genocides, and things like that. So be aware of that if you're out there shopping for your ginseng. But you want to definitely, you know, get a product that's whole food based. I was just talking to somebody today. A lot of you people out there call me up and say, "Hey, Wendy." I go, "Hey." And they want me to give my opinion on a product they just bought. Okay. Sometimes I can do that. But, you know, a lot of times I say, "Well, what does the label say?" And they'll go, and they'll read it. And I said, "Well, that sounds like a bunch of chemicals. It doesn't sound like it's whole food or organic." So that's probably a private labeled something or other, and it's just, you know, thrown together on a monograph. The FDA has approved, so it's garbage. And they go, "No." And I said, "Yes." I said, "Now, on every label, there's contact information, should be contact information on the manufacturer or distributor." I said, "Give them a call. Ask them, you know, straight up, product control, ask them. You know, is this in a whole food organic substance or is this synthetic chemicals? Just ask them." You hopefully will get an answer. So check it out. You definitely want the good stuff. You work hard for your money. You should have the whole food blend. And the whole food blend works so much better for the body. The body can tap into just what it needs and voids out what it doesn't because all the alkaloids are there. The buffer alkaloids are there. And the body is not going to be bothered by harsh alkaloids or elements of the herb, so chemical elements of the herb. So that's what you call a prescription drug where they strip away all the buffer alkaloids and then you have side effects. See, that's how that works. So if you're interested in some American or Siberian whole food or certified organic ginseng, then the folks at Apothecary Herbs have both. They have them in their formulas, single or in combos. So, I mean, you'll find the ginsengs in a lot of their immune boosters, or you can buy them separately, the ginseng formula separately. You can try, the Three Amigos pack is very popular this time of year because it's a nip it in the bud, cold and flu thing, and people will buy those. We just had a ton of them leave today because people were calling in, taking advantage of the Veterans Day special and stocking up for their cold and flu season. So the Three Amigos pack is really great, has some ginseng in it, and it's a single formula, but you can mix and match, and the instructions show you how to do it. So great thing to have for the flu, great thing to have to prevent or get over the flu in just 2 days. Absolutely great. I gotta take a break. I'm talking too much. We'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, International 704-875-8010, or online at thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Hey, we're back, here on Herb Talk. And I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. And we're going to be talking about getting rest because, you know, people just don't rest enough anymore. We live in such hectic times. We got all this technology at our fingertips, keeping us awake at night. I don't know about you. If you've got children at home, have their cell phones on, they go off in the middle of the night, getting text messages from friends at 3 a.m. So no wonder nobody can get any sleep. But we're going to look at how much rest the body absolutely has to have in order for you to be healthy and well and to resist infections, especially as we move into this holiday season, hectic, lots of sugar, suppresses the immune system, lots of alcohol, again, sugar. And so we want to be at our best, and we want to be as our immune system has to be as tough as it can be. So most people understand getting rest is helpful. And it helps us not only function better, but also to look younger. Yeah. So the more rest we get, the less likely we'll have dark circles under our eyes. However, getting quality rest goes beyond how perky we look and act. Our heart, our brain, our entire metabolism relies on real rest as it relies on food and water and oxygen. So we're going to take a look and see how we can speed up a healing process and boost our immune system with just the right amount of rest. So when we get some rest, our brain is able to learn much more quickly and to remember things, have better recall. All that is enhanced when we get steady, adequate rest. Now, many physicians have harmed patients due to their lack of sleep. They've been sleep deprived, and sleep deprivation for, you know, physicians isn't anything new, but, you know, if you've ever worked in a hospital like I have, you saw some mistakes. So getting good, consistent rest also influences your longevity. So research is stating that if we cheat ourselves with only 5 hours or less of sleep per night, it increases our risk of dying. Wow. So we've been hearing how medicine thinks, you know, many diseases are linked to inflammatory conditions, but research is also pointing to sleep as a reductor or reduces the likelihood of reducing inflammation as we get more rest. So it'll reduce inflammation disease, especially for the heart, prevents the likelihood of strokes and diabetes, arthritis, and premature aging, just getting the rest we need. So the report is also saying that 6 hours of rest a day is needed to derail inflammatory conditions. There's also seems to be a link between people who have insomnia and sleep apnea and blood pressure or heart conditions. Now, in 2010, in a study, there was a correlation between C-reactive protein, heart attacks, and having less than 6 hours of sleep each night. So countless reports are saying sleep gets credit for improving our creativity, our concentration levels, our scholastic grades, our IQ. Rest lowers our stress levels, and the benefits are huge. Here's a quote from this is Raymond Jean, MD, Director of Sleep Medicine at St. Luke's Roosevelt Hospital Center in New York, says many things that we take for granted are affected by sleep. Sleeping better equals living better. For instance, rest can reduce stress and help lower blood pressure, end of quote. Yeah, it is tied to your metabolism for sure. New research is affirming that if we don't get adequate rest, we will sabotage our weight management efforts. So the research team at the University of Chicago found that when we rest, we lose more weight by about 56%. So sleep deprivation prevents fat to burn and it prevents our weight loss. So it also creates a loss of muscle mass. So we keep the fat and we lose the muscle. That's terrible. So lack of sleep affects our appetite, and we feel hungrier than normal. Let's see. Dr. David Rappaport, New York University Lapone Medical Center, Department of Sleep Disorders. He says sleep and metabolism are controlled by the same sectors of the brain. So when you are sleepy, certain hormones go up in your blood, and those same hormones drive appetite. Rest influences the electrical impulses in the brain. So how can we reverse some sleep deprivation then? Well, according to the study published in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism, if you find you are lacking adequate sleep, the shortfall can be made up with a nap. They found you can reverse the negative effects of less than 6 hours of sleep with a short 30-minute nap. So apparently a nap will reduce the cellular stress on the body and boost the immune system. According to their report, just 30 minutes of a snooze reverses your negative hormone impact from the sleep deprivation and restores or resets the biomarkers involving neuroendocrine or normal levels, especially in the brain. So a mere 30-minute nap will increase these levels in men by 2.5 times, which influences stress and heart function, blood pressure, and blood sugar. So catching up on sleep is definitely a necessity. And the research is mentioning that the lack of rest reduces the interleukin 6 protein. This level is linked to the immune system's ability to fight viruses. And of course, you know, we got flu bugs coming, as we often do each year. And then, of course, you know, rest affects your personality, your mood. We already know that rest is important for the body, in a particular your brain. It's important for your brain. But a lack of rest also affects your mood, and research concludes that a habit of not getting enough rest and not taking naps to make up for the shortfall will lead to depression. So an area where more depression is evident is among workers that are engaged in shift work or working at, you know, night shift. So according to Harvard Medical School, the caffeine, the alcohol, the energy drinks, it's not really helping Americans cope with not getting rest and not getting timely rest. Antidepressant use is up 400% within the last 10 years. And we are overstimulated with all the technology, the instant gratification of the world, and we find it difficult to wait and to rest, you know. People don't like to wait anymore for anything. So overstimulating all these stressor cells enhances our aging. And according to neurosurgeon Dr. Sanjay Gupta, he says this artificial accelerated aging is what he calls America's hidden epidemic. He said in a recent Work and Education Gallup poll, their findings showed 7 out of 10 get a sense of identity from their job. And this was slightly more significant for women than men. So who are you if you aren't your work? If you schedule time to rest the same way you schedule time to work or to do other appointments, you may discover some new things about yourself, he says. You're more than just your career, right? All right, so get to that question about, you know, how does sleep help you to heal? Well, Benjamin Franklin once said, "He that can take rest is greater than he that can take cities." The National Institutes of Health have published some studies on the influence of rest has on your immune system. So rest influences your healing potential because it has a direct impact on immune system cells. So if there is no disturbance in the normal sleep and wake cycles, call your circadian system or rhythm, we have a stronger immune system. So the amount of rest that you get influences the number of anti-inflammatory or psychotine cells or killer T cells of the immune system. So research is saying that resting impacts the immune system through these cells, but science isn't completely sure how that works. So they do know that normal sleep redistributes the T cells to the lymph nodes. The rest of it they're not so sure about. They do say that rest has somehow impacted the interaction or the communication between the different immune system cells, and you have several different kinds of immune system cells. So when research was carried out on how rest affects the immune system with regard to vaccinations, it showed that adequate sleep improved immune system memory. And so your immune system likes it when you get rest, because rest is the key factor in the regulation of what medicine calls the immunological processes. So I'm not a big advocate of vaccines, but I do know that rest will help your immune system code and remember pathogens better. All right, let's talk about life's rhythms. So what the research is telling us is that our metabolic functions of our bodies are all connected and organized in rhythms. So when a rhythm is disrupted, it affects the other areas. So think of the body as having many cellular clocks. And when one chimes, it signals another clock to chime. When the clock does not chime, it throws off the signals of the other clocks, creating a metabolic imbalance. And medicine recognizes that rest creates a synergistic action within the circadian system. So rest allows the body to exchange, share signals via hormones, neurotransmitters, and proteins. So an important find with regard to your body's defenses is that the peak of sleep and wake hours also influences the immune system's capabilities. So again, that rhythm is established, and that was established by our creator, and any disruption to it throws a monkey wrench into it, see? Well, let's look at some of the cells with a lot of power. So I guess what I'm trying to say is the moral of all this scientific research is that 8 out of 10 hours of sleep is going to be necessary when we are healthy, and more sleep's required when we're sick, because that's what you do when you're sick. You sleep all the time, right? You feel terrible, so you sleep. So it makes perfect sense that when we are sick, the body likes to take several naps. And it's using that circadian rhythm to assist the immune system to make more immune system cells. So the human body manufactures a lot of different immune system cells. And depending on the type of the infection that you have, the immune system may engage more than one type of cell, offering the immune system more sophisticated capabilities and adapting its resources. Therefore, one of the immune system cells is the lymphocytes, and it offers adaptive responses. So the lymphocytes are your adaptive cells. Now, the antigen cells bring antigens to the lymphocytes to adapt the antigen to what's needed. So let me give you an example. Let's say when you were 5, you got a virus or a bacterial infection that gave you tonsillitis. And then a few years later, you get tonsillitis again, but it may be a different pathogen that's giving you tonsillitis. So what the immune system says is, I remember we had tonsillitis a few years ago, and it was this pathogen. But the sickness you have now is a little different than this one, so I'm going to adapt this antibody that we used before, and we're going to attack the new pathogen with this antibody. And that's how your body fights off infection and remembers everything. Now, the effector cells are what we call the gladiators of your immune system. They're the ones that kill all these microbes, especially after the adaptive response has been initiated. So remember, you know, that many cellular clocks have that rhythm and those chimes of defenses, and this is kind of what we're doing is bam, bam, bam in coordination. And with your lymph nodes, your submucosal lymphoid tissues, your spleen, all these pathogens and these cells, this immune system defense center comes into play, and they're organized and they work together, and the blood system takes signals around, as well as the central nervous system, to help the immune system destroy the pathogen. So let's look at a few sleep disruptors that will just throw your immune system for a loop and make its job 100 times worse when we don't get enough rest. And there's some things that will interfere with our rest. Sometimes medications that doctors prescribe can be the culprit that rob us from getting enough rest. According to Professor Errol Thirig of Yale School of Medicine. We should investigate all factors that impact our sleep, including medications. And some of these drugs may reduce symptoms, and they may also be messing up our rhythm, our circadian rhythm, that our body depends on for optimal function. So here are the top 10 items that can, you know, put your immune system into overdrive because it's messing up the mechanism, the rhythm. Okay, so first on the list is the alpha blockers, your blood pressure medications. And then, of course, beta blockers, your high blood pressure, antiarrhythmia, angina, migraine, headache, tremor, glaucoma medicines. And then the corticosteroids for inflammation, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, allergies, and other conditions. The SSRI antidepressants, also on there. The ACE inhibitors for high blood pressure and congestive heart failure. The angiotensin II receptor blockers, usually used for coronary artery disease and heart failure. The cholecystatase inhibitors, these are for memory loss, Alzheimer's patients. The H1 antagonists, which are the second generation antihistamines for allergies. The glucosamine and chondroitin dietary supplements for joint and inflammation, as well as statin drugs for high cholesterol. So those things can really mess up your rest cycle. Let me read you the quote from Professor Fidrick, epidemiology, Yale School of Medicine. He says, "These findings not only unveil a novel direct molecule link between circadian rhythms and the immune system, but it also opens a new paradigm into the biology of the overall immune response with important implications for the prevention and treatment of diseases. Furthermore, patients in the ICU often have disrupted sleep patterns due to all the noise, the nocturnal lights, exposure to medicines, and this will be important to investigate how these factors influence immune responses." Oh, yeah, I worked in intensive care. There wasn't any quiet there. Forget it. Totally forget it. I mean, the first 2 weeks I worked there, I was exhausted because of all the stimuli coming at you. And I could just imagine, you know, these poor patients coming in from surgery, you know. Sheesh. Okay, some other influences. Health experts also advise that, you know, getting regular exercise will help you sleep better. Pretty clear, simple thing to do. Getting adequate rest will disrupt if you don't get adequate rest, it'll disrupt your neurotransmitters, your hormones, put you at risk of certain types of cancer. So it's easy enough to, you know, make sure you get that rest and make sure you get things that promote good rest, like regular exercise. And this also helps the immune system out. Some people feel that, oh, I can function on 4, 5, 6 hours of sleep a day, no problem. But they're not taking into account it's all going to catch up with them. It really is. At a minimum, they are reducing their efficiency of their immune system by at least 12% or more. So it's suppressed that much. So definitely get your sleep and watch the holiday sweets this year because sugar suppresses your immune system. One candy bar turns it off for about 8 hours. So if you're not getting sleep, oh, my goodness. You can see the impact there. You can see why you can pick up a bug in a skinny minute by not getting sleep and getting too much sugar, you know, over the holiday season. It's a prime recipe for, you know, getting the flu or some other problem and you're home in bed. Absolutely. Oh, man, I only have a few minutes. I don't have enough to... I had an arthritic tie up back here. I don't have enough time to talk about either one of these topics, really, with, you know, any kind of coverage. But I'll just give you a snippet, a tease, if you will, for next time. How's that? All right. I hear this all the time from people. They want more energy. They want more energy. They want more energy. A lot of times, you know, we're not eating the right things or we're eating a lot of food, and you think that would give us more energy, and sometimes it just makes us sleepy. I want you to consider using what I call liquid fuel. And what this is using more juices. You can do vegetable and citrus, and this is powering up your system with live enzyme nutrition And it gives, and it feeds your body instant energy because there's nothing really that has to be digested like solid food. So you get this of energy better than caffeine and better than sugar. And it's a time release kind of thing. And a lot of people are amazed, you know, they think they, if they eat lighter and just do liquids, they're going to feel like, you know, they can't carry out their normal routine, but they are very surprised to find out they can carry out their normal routine and then some. They have more energy. So I want you to consider what I call liquid fuel. And, you know, juicing is kind of like a mini fast in a way if you're not eating solid foods, but you are getting nutrition through your juices. Now, a lot of people will, you know, put in their green powders, you know, for more protein into their juice, which is fine. Again, instantly absorbed. It's not really required to go through major digestion because the body uses a whole lot of energy to digest foods. So when the body doesn't have to work so hard like that, then the body has more energy to do other things. So this is something we need to consider and be aware of. And you can go down to your bookstore and pick up all kinds of books on juices, juicing, smoothies, and whatever. I tend to stay away from dairy products if I'm making smoothies, and I will use frozen fruit, maybe some crushed ice, coconut, almond milk, something like that. Maybe just drizzle of honey, make something a little on the sweet side if you want. And that'll be your creamy smoothie. And it kind of breaks the monotony if you're doing a lot of juicing. So check that out. I have adult children still living at home, and they'll freeze bananas and blueberries and strawberries and mangoes. And then, you know, this is what they'll do in the morning. You hear the blender go off, right? And they're throwing in their coconut milk and their body food mix, you know, and then they're off in their cars to work. That's it, you know. So it's something you can do, and it gives you energy, and you don't feel hungry. And if you're trying to drop a few pounds, you can do this safely because you're getting the nutrition into the system. So you're not, you know, you're not on one of those diets that will, you know, deprive you of the nutrients that you need. So if you're looking for a safe way to get more energy and maybe drop some weight, especially with the holidays coming, check out the Body Foundation Food Mix. You can find that at the powerherbs.com website along with your ginseng formulas. And you can save 15% now through Monday with the Veterans Day special. So when you're checking out, just put Vet Day, V-E-T-D-A-Y, and the number 16 in your coupon area. And you can save 50% on your cart order. Cart orders of $50 or more. So check that out. If you're on the website, do sign up for the newsletters because you get these kind of coupon blasts from time to time also in the newsletters. If you're also on the mailing list, you can get it too. But the newsletters are free, so you can get, you know, empowering information on health and natural therapies each and every week. Through the newsletters. There's the American Survival that goes out on Tuesday nights, and then the Health Quest goes out on Friday, so tomorrow that'll go out. So if you want to sign up for your first issue there, do sign up. And be careful, because I hear a lot of people say, I signed up, but I didn't get the newsletter. I tell them, check your spam folder, because a lot of times your mail settings can put it into your spam folder, and it just gets rid of your issue. So do check that. If you didn't get it, check the spam folder. And if you still didn't get it, let us know, because we'll have to double check, make sure we have your email correctly. But they are free, and they go out each week. So sign up today for American Survival or the Health Quest newsletter and be empowered. That's what it's about, right? I want you to be getting rest. Be healthy this holiday season. Enjoy the holidays with family and friends, and be safe out there. Okay? Yeah. We got a lot to be thankful for this year. Yes, we do. And God above, we need to thank and let him know we appreciate him. So mind the time, it grows short. Seek the Lord's face, find salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ, because that's the way, right? I can see by the clock I'm out of time, but I'll be back next week. Yes, yes. So the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. And seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.